It's all come down to this last game. We're ready, we're prepped. Been a lot of work going on behind the scenes because we're expecting record crowds. So it's been a really busy period for the club. Good season for the club on and off the pitch. And we just need to get this one over the line now and finish it on a high.
And it's a win, but even a draw will see you through to the Western Football League. So you're looking for that promotion.
I think the goal difference is significantly favouring us, but obviously we want to... want to get the win. We go out to win every game, so there's no different. We're going to be going for the win for sure, yeah.
And as you say there, there's some big things happening at the club at the moment. Just talk us through what's going on, because the reserves are on a roll, the ladies as well.
The club is definitely going in the right direction. And we've had a really productive season with all our teams. There's been lots of positive stuff going off the pitch as well. Lots of new commercial deals. Connecting back with the youth again earlier in the season was a big objective at the start of the year. So yeah, it seems to be a club that is gaining traction, and we always refer to it as a sleeping giant, and we're just trying to bring it out of that that status really, and getting it back into a huge club that it can potentially be.
Has Sean and the boys been sort of keeping an eye on Liscard throughout the season, because they've been there chasing your tails, haven't they?
Been a few teams in and around us. It's been quite competitive. We would have liked to have done the business a bit earlier, so we weren't playing it on the last game. But sport and football don't work like that. It's the nature of the beast, really. So this is where we're at. If someone had offered us this at the start of the season, we probably would have taken it, because, you know, it's in our hands. We're confident at home with the huge crowd that we're expecting, you know. That's going to make a huge, huge difference to the players as well.
Now, you only have to look at Plymouth Argyle to see that sometimes clubs get the promotion, but they're not ready to play in those higher leagues. Do you think everyone's ready there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, yeah, it's obviously completely different levels, but I know what comparisons you're trying to draw. We've done a lot of work already in regards to, you know, if we do go up. So we're aware of the additional travelling, additional costs attached to that. So yeah, there's been lots of work going on in the background so that, you know, once we get to that position, hopefully, we're not sitting still. We've already done a lot of work towards it. So yeah, we're being as proactive as we can, basically.
It's the big game. Wendron AFC, kickoff is at 7:30, but Wax are going to be there. Talk us through what's happening tonight.
So yeah, so obviously tonight is basically going to be like a pilot study for them, because the agreement is to begin basically for next season. So they're going to be looking to do lots of renovations after tonight's game. However, they have kindly offered their services for tonight. So there'll be some additional bars, pop-up bars, additional food and catering options, and just more staff to help us with the big crowd that we're expecting.
People can come along and cheer on the peppermints. Tell us about the timings. How much is it to get in, and who's coming along tonight?
Timings. I believe the clubhouse is open at 5. Kickoff's obviously at 7:30. We recommend people getting to the ground as early as possible, obviously, because parking's going to be challenging within the town. But obviously, you've got all the main car parks to use. In terms of who's going to be there, we're expecting, obviously, our loyal supporters that have been there all throughout the season. There's going to be a huge amount of followers from the Cornish football community as well coming. And there's some crowd hoppers as well, which is basically a group of organised football fanatics that pick particular fixtures to go and watch, and they've chose us, so that's I believe an additional at least 300. So yeah, we're looking to set a lot of records this evening. Prices to get in, it's £6 for adults, and it's free for children.
Awesome. Well, you pass on our best to Sean and the boys, and good luck, and let's keep those fingers crossed, but I'm sure they're going to do Newquay proud.
Yeah, no, thank you, I will. And yeah, it's hopefully going to be a moment in time for the club, and something that we can all look back on in the future and be proud that we were part of it. And, you know, and like I said, it's just the start of some really exciting years ahead of us.